Welcome back to another episode of the SOS Show, my friends. I am your host, Tess, and this episode is actually sponsored by my very first book, Success Over Suicide: How to Redefine Success and Transform Your Life. Listen, this book is something that I put my personal story and how I was able to redefine success for myself, because I felt myself slipping in the world. I felt disconnected from my purpose. I felt disconnected from the people around me. And I started to not really understand my value. But once I understood what success was for me, once I actually started on the journey of loving me, I was able to then realize how certain decisions that I make, how certain mindset shifts, how certain tangible tools that I put in the book helped me transform my life from doubt to confidence, from an employee to an entrepreneur, from a mindset of lack to a mindset of abundance, prosperity, and wealth. So the link is going to be in the bio of this video. Please be sure to click it. And if it's Christmas time, my friend, it's holiday season, Hanukkah, it's so many different holidays coming up. Listen, it's going to be a great gift. So I want, from my heart to yours, check out the book. And listen, I may even throw a code in there. I may even throw a little discount code in here. But let me get to the episode, my friends. I know it's been a while. I've literally been traveling. I just got back from my very first solo trip across the world. I went to Europe by myself, friends. I went to Europe by myself. And I want to share that story with you today. And that brings me to the title of today's episode: Betting on Yourself. Some of us have been to Vegas. Some of us may have played spades with our family. Some of us may have friendly games, card games or board games, video games, where we betting on this, watching sports, football, basketball, baseball. We betting on this player, betting on horses. But when was the last time you betted on yourself? When was the last time that you went all in on you? Where you told yourself that no matter what happens, I'm going to win. No matter how much opposition is put in front of me, I'm going to make a way. I'm not going to allow anybody to tell me what I can do and what I can't do, because I'm creating my way. I know who I am and I know whose I am. So when was the last time that you bet on yourself? And if you have to think about that for a minute, it's okay, because that's the whole purpose of this episode, is for you to understand the importance of going all in on you. Because the moment that you bet on yourself, you win every time. Every single time that you bet on yourself, you win. But when you bet on others and when you bet on other things, there's always the probability of you losing. That's just the nature of the game. When you bet on you, guess what? You always win, no matter what the output is, because you're learning and you're growing. You're learning and you're growing. And that's going to help you actually become the person you need to be to fulfill your legacy, to fulfill your destiny, and to fulfill your version of success, my friends. So check this out. The cool thing about betting on yourself is it allows you to realize, listen, all you ever really have is your willpower to figure it out. I remember I was starting a job one time in IT, and I was just watching this dude figure out all these different, he had five different screens. He was just moving. I was like, whoa, how are you doing this right now? He said, listen, Tess, you got to figure out how to figure it out. Listen, when you want to be successful, when you were just sick and tired of being sick and tired, listen, I was raised by my granny, so I used to hear that all the time. Baby, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Listen, you have that where you're waking up every day and you're just like, I'm not fulfilled. There's something missing. I want you to ask yourself, are you betting on you? Are you betting on other people? Are you betting on other people showing up for you? Are you betting on other people making your dreams come true? Because guess what? When I took myself across the country, I had so many oppositions in front of me, my friends. The enemy did not want me to make this trip. But guess what? When I told myself it has to work or it has to work, everything started to work in my favor. See, the world and the way what you say and how the subconscious is always listening. Whatever you say and whatever you think, your mind is going to work to prove that true. So if you have an inkling that you will fail about something or someone, but if you have it in your mind that you will succeed no matter what happens, you will succeed no matter how crazy and absurd it sounds, how impossible it seems, check out what happens. Everything starts to transform for your good. When you have a mindset of going all in and betting on you, you will start to see how things start to transform in your favor, transform from not working out or looking impossible to now realizing that you are possible. You'll start to see things transform from hidden to all of a sudden you can see it and it's clear. You'll start to see things transform from being in foggy to being clear as day. So check this out. Literally, I was in Philadelphia at a conference and I was leaving from Philadelphia to go to Berlin. Once I was in Philadelphia, I had to rent a car, so I wanted to make sure I got it there early. Something my spirit told me, Tess, get the car, get to the airport 3 hours early. See, I'm one of those people where I'm just like, I get to the airport by, you know, an hour before, but I'm going international. So I was like, I did a little Google search. It was like, we should get to the airport 2-3 hours early. I was like, okay, I get to the airport 3 hours early. Jeez, Google, ain't nobody talking to you. Anyway, get to the airport 3 hours early. Boom, bam, drop off the car. Get to the desk of the airlines I was flying. But the night before, just to give you a little more context, I was looking at my ticket on my phone. I'm trying to get my ticket up on the app. The app kept saying, cannot pull up your ticket. I said, maybe something's wrong with the apps. Who knows? I'll figure it out. Fast forward, now I'm at the desk of the airline. They're like, yeah, sorry, your ticket's not pulling up there, man. My heart sinks immediately. What do you mean you don't see my ticket? What do you mean? We don't see the ticket. Literally, they held me for like 30 minutes. They didn't see it. Finally, they were like, looks like your ticket was never booked. Dung. Heart literally sank, my friends. But at no point did I think I was going back to Atlanta. I knew I was going to make it to Berlin. At no point. Finally, I call. I'm able to book another flight for a pretty good price too. Same day going out of country. And between that time, I left the desk that I was at for the airlines, left that desk, and literally, in between there, I dropped my passport on the ground. I just gotta pause for the cause, right? I just have to pause for the cause. I dropped my passport on the ground, my friends. Thankfully, there was a young man. He noticed me. He said, I saw you. I gave your passport to somebody. Found my passport, got on the plane. Boom. And I realized once I got on the plane, I started to cry because I realized just the breakthrough of me going across the waters like this, me going across the country was not just for me. It was for my grandma. It was for her grandma, his grandma. It just felt like chains were breaking. See, beautiful things happen when you allow yourself to always believe in yourself, regardless of any circumstances around you telling you that you shouldn't. See, the cool thing about understanding who you are, you will never be able to accept defeat. Defeat will not be your story. You weren't created to feel like you were less than. You weren't created to feel like you got the worst end of the stick. See, Maya Angelou always said that you will experience a lot of defeats, but you must not be defeated. If anything, once you experience a defeat, that should allow you to see things from a different angle rather than feeling the pressure. And instead of allowing the pressure to build you, letting that pressure sink in and break you. And that's the beautiful thing about betting on yourself, is you use everything, all of the opposition, all of the pressure, all of the no's, all of the defeat to build you instead of break you. And that was one thing that I realized along my trip was when I got to the desk and they could not find my plane ticket, that was a moment of defeat, but I did not feel defeated because I knew I was going to Berlin. When I lost my passport on an international trip, I did not feel defeated again. I just felt, I felt that blow, but I allowed my mind to still work in it. I am going. I still want this. So I want whatever you have your mind focused on. If you want a new job, if you're focusing on being a better person, having a better relationship with your parents, your sister, your brother, siblings, your partner, being a better best friend, I want you to keep that in your mind on, this is what I want. I don't care what happens to prevent me from that. What I want in my mind, my version of success and my version of happiness is possible because I'm going all in on what I want. I'm going all in on what I believe. I'm going all in on my love. Because guess what? Anytime you invest in you, as much as you believe in other people, as quickly as we are to bet on a sports team, a horse, a car, and all this, I want us to be as quick to bet on our version of success, to bet on our dreams coming true, to actually bet on our mental wellness. My friends, if we don't have wellness, what do we have? Because guess what? In order for you to be able to bet, because it's okay to bet, it's okay to have fun at these sports games. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, in order to actually even have the funds, actually even have the confidence, one of the most transformational bets you will ever make will always be on yourself. The most fulfilling and the most rewarding bet you can ever make will be on yourself. Going all in on you, going all in on loving you, going all in on your mental health, going all in on your self-care, your self-love, going all in on your routine. Like I said, defeat will not be your story. It's so cool when we start to focus on ourselves more because we start to realize how much attention we give to other people. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't focus on other people. That's not what I'm here to say. But I just want you to realize, I want you to gain more peace from this episode. I want you to gain more love from this episode. And I want you to gain more healing from this episode by realizing the importance of betting on you. So I came across this quote, right? And I want to share it with you. I used to people please because I didn't want to lose them. Now I choose internal peace so I don't lose me. Whew. Now I choose internal peace so I don't lose me. My friends, it's time for you to choose you. It's time for all of us watching and listening to this right now to understand, the more that we are focused on losing other people because, oh, I don't want to make that decision, or I got to go to that party, or I got to go to this event because I don't want that person to be sad or be bad. I want you to have internal peace. That's going to require you to say no. That's going to require you to prioritize your self-care. And when I say self-care, that literally means time for just you. I see a lot of people running on fumes lately, looking irritated, looking tired. And I'm like, what's going on? I just don't have any time for myself. I want you to have more time pouring into yourself. When I was on this trip in Berlin, that was a time for me to spend with me. I was able to understand my own idiosyncrasies. What am I patient on? What do I like to do? What don't I like doing? What do I want to try? How can I explore? I want you to explore the greatness that's already within you. I want you to explore the abundance that lives in your heart. I don't want you to turn cold. I don't want you to turn your cheek away from the world. Because guess what? I know it's not always the nicest world. People don't say the nicest things. People don't always feel welcoming. People don't always feel accepting. But see, we're talking about betting on you, right? We're talking about loving you. So I want you to go all in on accepting yourself, go all in on loving yourself and welcoming yourself. So therefore, we no longer even look for the external validation of others. Instead, we crave and we feel more fulfilled from that internal peace and the validation that we get from going all in and betting on ourselves. See, there's something magical that happens when you put all your chips on you, okay? You put all your chips on the best, on the MVP, the best person that can make your version of success possible, which is yourself. I'm gonna say this quote one more time, my friends, one more time. I used to people please because I didn't want to lose them. But now I choose internal peace so I don't lose me. It's an amazing thing when you have that peace in who you are, who you are not, and who you want to be. It allows you to understand the importance of betting on yourself, having more confidence in yourself, and realizing how important it is for you to always feel comfortable to express yourself. I'm gonna tell you a secret right now. If you do not feel safe expressing yourself, you may be in danger, my friends. So guess what? If you're around a group of friends and you don't feel safe being your full authentic self, you may be in danger. If you're at work and you don't wanna be your full authentic self, or you feel like they may say something, you're in danger, my friends, because guess what? It is getting to a point where if you are not your true authentic self as much as possible, that is literally dangerous to your mental wellness. That is literally dangerous to the love that you have for yourself when you constantly choose other people to serve as far as making other people feel safe and comfortable around you. You're also letting your subconscious know that it's not safe here. Being you is not safe. And what kind of life does that begin to lead? That begins to lead a life where you don't feel confident in yourself. You don't trust yourself. You don't listen to your gut. You're making decisions that put yourself in dangers. You're starting to not trust other people. And you're starting to wonder if you should even be alive. And that is why I have this podcast, because you were created for a reason. You were created to be here. You were created to understand that no matter what happens, it was created to make you better and not bitter. It was not created to break you. It was actually created to build you. And the moment that you actually decide to go all in on yourself, you will see your life transform from chaos, from pain, from defeat, from betrayal into peace, love, abundance, and prosperity, my friends. I want you to bet all on yourself next year, 2024. It's coming up, my friends. We have less than 20 more days in 2023. It's already gone. We about to have another 12 months on the calendar. How can you optimize these next 12 months so you can bet on you? I want you to bet on you, my friend. I need you to bet on yourself. The moment that you unlock that for you, that's what we need. That's what we need. All right. Success over suicide has a lot coming. You see the shirt, you see the merch. Like I just mentioned, I had amazing solo travel that made me just love myself even more, my friends. I love me more than I did at the beginning of the year, I can be honest. The love that I was able to gain by going all in on myself has been unmatched. The moment that I decided to bet on me and not need or require the bets of other people, I was able to fly. I was able to soar. And I was able to rise above it all. And I think, and I know that you can do the same thing too. The moment you decide no longer to be a people pleaser, and decide to choose internal peace, so therefore you don't lose yourself. My friends, it's always an honor. I appreciate you. I love you. I have a lot of updates coming in Tess Speaks, Success Over Suicide World. I am booking for keynote facilitator sessions in 2024. So I'm going to put my website in this description of this video. And I really just want to say thank you to everybody who listens to this. I may not see you, I may not know who you are, but I feel your intensity. I feel your impact. And I feel that you are here for a reason. And if you don't even know your purpose yet, and you're on that journey of finding, of understanding your purpose and finding your purpose, you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. Keep showing up for yourself every time. I want you to show up for yourself even harder when you feel like you've gotten defeated. I want you to show up for yourself when you get a no and then no, because guess what? The moment before you break through is when all the world is going to seem like it's falling down. You're going to get a lot of no's. All of a sudden, these mountains are going to pop up, these obstacles, everything's going to seem impossible. But that's because you're on the other side. A greater version of you is on the other side. So it's going to require that you become greater now. It's going to require that you love yourself more now. It's going to require that you see yourself as a confident and a loving and a wealthy individual now, because you're betting all in on yourself. Because who you are right now is going to allow you to be who you want to be. And I want you to start operating in who you want to be right now. I talked about that 3D lifestyle in one of my other videos. And that's that 3D understanding who you are, who you are not, and where you want to go. That's that 3D mindset, my friends. So from my heart to yours, I wish you well. And I can't wait to get back on here and drop some gems again soon. Till next time.